Jim Cozumore from NBC Sports Bay Area, who has watched this Raiders team since day one, even the Winnipeg game, joins us right now to talk a little bit about this this matchup. Jim, it's an interesting year for the Raiders just because of the future and the things that are happening down the line. But I imagine that this fan base in Oakland, as rabid as they have been, probably still is rabid, right?
Yeah, they are. You know what, Kevin? They're really behind the team, and they like the fact that they're competitive, because the past few years have been less than competitive. It's been a really wretched time, except for a few years back when you had Derek Carr having a great season, getting injured late, and they were a competitive team that was a playoff team. Other than that, it's been a downtime. And I know that in the future they're leaving for Las Vegas, but what a great way for them to go out, to be competitive, possibly even in a playoff discussion into December in their final year in Oakland.
We spend a lot of time, Jim, talking about key players and defining units based on key players. In other words, everybody in the Midwest said, well, the Raiders traded Khalil Mack. That's it. Defense is done. There's nothing there. But this defense on the Raiders has been impressive this year without Mack, and they've had a significant number of guys step up. It seems like quantity has done a pretty good job replacing quality.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's no getting away from Khalil Mack as a game wrecker and one of the truly great pass rushers in the game. You guys see him twice a year. It's a really difficult guy to try to block. But with that said, you take a look at what the Raiders did against the Bears in their last game back in London. The Oakland Raiders out-physicaled the Chicago Bears defense. They pushed them around the field. That team never got to Derek Carr. Khalil Mack only got a chance to say hi to his best friend one time. That's after Carr had completed a pass and he was able to get the pressure on the quarterback. I'll tell you something. The Raiders have been a very physical team. They have come out and surprised a lot of teams. And they're one of the clubs I think everybody overlooked, Kevin, because of some of the moves they made in the past. The Khalil Mack one is the biggest one, and everyone perceives them as, we're going to be good when we get to Las Vegas. You know what? I do think John Gruden remembers the greatness of the Oakland Raiders, and he and Mike Mayock have a very good plan of making them competitive, and it's all coming to fruition right now.
It's been interesting to watch the turnover of bodies, but there's still a good number of receivers there. But the tight end, Darren Waller, has become the guy that, I mean, look, as a fantasy guy, you know I'm paying attention to him because I'm trying to salvage my disaster of a fantasy season. But Waller is tough, whether it's fantasy or real life.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Give him credit for what he's done in his life. He's turned it around. He self-admittedly, he absolutely is open about what he did at the beginning of his National Football League career, late in his college career. He was coming to games when he was on substances of some sort and some kind. He was not the best person. He was not the best competitor. He did not put himself in a position to win. Somehow, some way, he was able to turn it around. And the Raiders saw that. Mike Mayock and John Gruden saw that. And that's why they brought him over. Remember, they had a pretty darn good tight end last year in Jared Cook, who was probably the best target for Derek Carr a season ago. But you look at what they saw in Waller. They believed in him. He has shown up. He is the number one option right now for Derek Carr, and they reward him with a new contract. I think he is a great story and a great example, and I hope a lot of people get to know the backstory to him, because he's a really interesting guy.
A guy that you can root for. Now, you're talking fantasy stuff, and I'm the fill-in guy here. You know, I'm not Bill Michaels, but I got handed a note, speaking of fantasy, about Davante Adams, and maybe a note involving your own team.
Yeah, so I need to, because my two best wide receivers are Davante Adams and Ty Williams of the Raiders, and I'm getting the understanding that neither are going to be on the field. I need Davante to play, so if he's listening, Davante, can he suit it up this weekend, for crying out loud?
Green Bay gets us. We are on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network in Green Bay, so I imagine Davante is at home. Maybe that'll be a little motivation. I think everybody in Wisconsin would love to see him back this week. He's been missed for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is explosive. And to come completely clean to you guys, I want you to know, born in Chicago and was raised a Bears fan, so I have very little reason to root for the Packers. But, man, I'd sure like Davante Adams to get on the field and score three touchdowns and lose to the Raiders 45-38.
No, this isn't Winnipeg. We're not playing on an 80-yard field here.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, how crazy was the win? When you mentioned the Winnipeg game, I had to stop from upchucking when you brought that up. That was such a hilarious event when they go to play north of, what is it, the 49th parallel they went to play? And the next thing you know, that just became a disaster.
Oh, so The funny backstory on that is that in my day job, I work for CBS 58, and we have a Spanish-speaking affiliate, a Telemundo affiliate. So I sneak over and do some work in Spanish for them. We call Packers preseason games. So picture this idea that you're trying to get Packers football to a Hispanic community. We're sort of introducing the sport. You know, it's not 100%.
Nice.
And but you're doing this by displaying a game that's happening not in Mexico, but in Canada on an 80-yard field. Like, I'm having to spend the whole time explaining, I know it says that the number on the field says 20, but they're only 10 yards away from scoring. What a disaster.
That was going to be my question. How did you do that? When they're driving down the field, your natural call is he's at the 30, but really at the time he's at the 20 because they moved the end zone up, for crying out loud. It was a nightmare for everybody.
And then you got
to throw it into Spanish. Look at you. You're one up in me right there, by the way.
No.
I have a hard enough time in English, and you're rocking the Espanol.
we have a guy from Mexico that does the color, a guy named Epi Guerrero, who is just fantastic. My job is to set him up, and his job is to do the 15-second Andres Cantor goal call.
Nice.
It's nice. Phenomenal.
Very well done.
It's phenomenal.
That's great.
So,
you know what? I'll tell you, there are times, who doesn't listen to Andres Cantor when you can't? There are times when there's a soccer match on or football for the global fan. I'll turn on the Spanish language when those guys are into it, man. I love that.
It is, that I think is the most fun part of it, is there's a speed to the language, right? There's a rhythm to the language that's beyond the rhythm of the action. And look, if I'm being honest, I'd spend almost every minute of those broadcasts heavily caffeinated, like a lot of coffee. Because that's the only way that I can match the intensity of it. It's like with, you know, running with a little kid up and down the street. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so, a Red Bull deal. I see a deal for you in the future on this one, by the way. Some type of energy drink deal.
This can help you do a Spanish broadcast. How much fun would that
be? Yeah, exactly. I love it. Let's have a good one on Sunday, though. I think this is gonna be a darn good game coming up on Sunday. I hope the Packers aren't sleeping on the Raiders.
No, and they shouldn't. And that's the thing that we've been sort of hinting at here in the last hour and a half, which is you can turn John Gruden into a Frank Caliendo character all you want, but it seems to me, and this is kind of the thing I'm looking for the validation on, it seems to me like he has these guys buying in and playing in a way that, as a whole, they play better than the sum of the parts. Is that a safe thing to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very safe thing to say. You saw at the end of that Bears game when, I think on Raiders.com, they have the speech from John Gruden as he's all excited. He kind of takes a shot at the Bears about the disco ball and the club dub and all that business and fall to roll. But he is excited, and this team, they're not just energized because they got a win. They're energized because they beat a team that many people felt had a chance to be a deep-run playoff team at the NFC. And as I said earlier, the Raiders pushed them around. And now they're going to have that week off, and it's the short week for the Packers. I know the Packers don't have to travel, and this is a brutal stretch for the Raiders. They will not play a traditional home game, although London was home, for 49 days.
Ooh.
That's how long it'll be between games at the Coliseum. This is a part of that long-distance traveling that they have to do. But still, they're rested from 2 weeks off. I'm looking for a good one Sunday.
Going to be a lot of fun, if nothing else. Jim Cosimore, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jim, much appreciated. If you get back to Wisconsin, and beer's on me if it's not on Bill. One of us is going to take care of your beer for you.
Done. I love it. I'm a big fan of going up there. It's some of the nicest people on the planet, and I love the polka music. So you're going to see me out on the dance floor as soon as you get the accordions rolling.
Polka music. Joe, you better bring the camera. We're going to YouTube this thing. He's ready for that.
And
too.
It will go viral.
That's what I like.
Jim, much appreciated. Have a good one, man.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. Jim Cosimore, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.